Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. Michael Infinger, you are, did I get that right?
That's right.
Close enough. you are the founder of Varena Solutions. Before we get into all of this, I want to start by talking about Marquette.
I think we have to.
You're a Marquette guy. You're in the seat here because of our buddy Bill Fritz, who's also a Marquette guy.
Yep.
Marquette is in the dance. Northwestern is in the dance.
I'm a Northwestern alum.
Wow,
so
congratulations.
This is Showbiz Shelley, who's joining us today. Yeah. She is a Northwestern. Actually, our whole staff is. These are all Northwestern alum.
Oh, wow. You guys are going nuts over here.
Yeah.
Give me a cheer. Yeah.
See, it's all good.
Oh, you Northwest.
Oh, my
God. Are we going to do that whole thing?
You
no,
are.
No one's going to join
just
me.
Did.
They're all silent.
There we go.
Well, in full disclosure, you went to undergrad at Northwestern.
I did.
The rest of us didn't, so we don't know. We're not real Northwestern
people.
Oh,
no wonder I carried that. Okay.
You spend more time with us, you're going to learn you're going to have to carry a lot more because it's, boy, this is disjointed sometimes.
All right, that's okay.
But no, so we're back onto the main deal here. You have created a company. You were at Marquette University where we were there. Did you study dentistry there? Or?
No. Computer engineering. So
I just
nothing
assume.
Even
if
close.
If you go to Marquette, it's dentistry and nursing and then
that's it. There's nothing else and then whatever
dentist?
You did.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, got it. So you weren't a dentist. Okay.
No, didn't do that. So engineering background. But I had a lot of friends who were in the dental school program. They've got a pre-dental scholar program. So you get into dental school in high school, which I don't know what crazy person does that, but they did that. And then as I worked in Milwaukee after I graduated, they went to dental school. And kind of going through, events going through with them, they mentioned the products that they didn't like. And at the top of the list was needle usage. There's no safe way to use them, and they just didn't like it. The procedures they teach are not really adopted out of school, and so there's no standard safety. And, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have a problem getting shots, but I do actually, I do.
You're one of the few.
But I'm afraid of needles, though, not because of like getting it, but I'm afraid of like, so this is the stupidest segue of all time. I live in the suburbs. It's just fine. At a place called Raintree, which is totally fine. It's by a golf course. That's what I tell people. But it's also a place where, like, a lot of older people live. And I swear to God, like, I'm worried when I go in and I throw stuff in the dumpsters that there's going to be, like, needles from... This is stupid, but it's true.
It's mostly dental needles. It's mostly from...
I don't know. I'll pick the bags up and throw out my garbage and stuff. And I'm always wondering, like, all right, if I put my hand... Like, is there going to... You know, because they've got at-home assistance and people, like, giving, you know, diabetes, whatever. I don't know.
I don't
want to get pricked with a needle because I don't know where that... It's like Ebola on it. I don't know what's on this.
Well, to what you're saying right now, so dentistry is the start. There's a huge port for this in almost every part of medical. So home use with home injections, veterinary, oddly enough, you wouldn't think that'd be an issue. But
I got a pooch. He gets shots. We need to, you know.
You don't want pooch blood.
Nobody wants that. Well, I mean, I just don't want Ebola. I don't want Ebola. I don't know if that's a shot thing or not.
Blood transfusion. Yeah, but it can go through that.
Okay,
yep.
Well, then I don't want Ebola. One of the main reasons I have you in here, other than just to BS around about Marquette and shots, is you have – a product right now that I think is really cool. I've been interrupting you. We're going to let you get into like the whole deal of why it's uniquely cool.
Sure.
But the real reason behind me having you in here is that there's a lot of companies. You were a Matter Chicago company at one point?
So I'm at Matter as well as M-Hub.
Oh, yeah.
M-Hub's
my main man, Bill Fittum. You guys just opened up and launched.
Who went to high school with me, actually.
Did you really?
Oddly enough, a small world.
So you went to Marquette, he went to MIT, and then somewhere in between.
We split off and then somehow met up at Catalyze, actually, the precursor.
When he started. Yep. Yeah, so Bill was on this show not long ago. Showbiz Shelley should have been at the event launch for M-Hub, but he didn't invite.
I missed that. No,
that was a party. That was a party.
It must have gotten lost in the mail. My invite.
The mayor. They didn't have a normal ribbon cutting ceremony. He took a saw and he buzzed through a metal
plasma cutter. Right.
A plasma cutter.
Really?
Yeah. Sparks flying everywhere. It was.
Oh, that's
only at
cool.
A tech event. Would you have something cool like that?
See, I don't
it was awesome.
That is cool.
There are cool things, but so the main thing is. At those incubators and places, they focus on helping people become companies, not products.
Well, it's sort of both. So the biggest thing those places provide is, engineering talent and consulting. When you're developing a physical device, it's very different from a piece of software in that the barrier to entry is very high. And so for me, You've got the physical device on top of that medical, which is a huge regulatory issue, on top of that dental. So if I can tell people not to go into a business, it would be a dental medical hardware device. But places like MHub, they've got people there that can assist with design changes, design features, how to prototype in the right way, how to move into, low volume production, how then to scale up. Scaling up with hardware is very difficult, and so they've done a very good job helping with that.
And you also have Joe Parisi there just to, like, make everyone laugh.
Joe's a great guy.
I say that knowing that I don't have to know whether or not you know him, because if you are at MHub, you know Joe Parisi. If you're anyone in Chicago.
The Gar Lama guys are there all the time. They're actually a fantastic group, all of them.
He showed up to this show in a mink coat.
That's his normal attire.
It's a real thing. He had a mink coat and a T-shirt that said Gar Lama. That was it.
He has more dress sweatpants than I've ever seen anybody have in my
entire
life.
Dress sweatpants.
He pulls it off. Like, he's this casual business.
He's a smooth
hybrid guy.
He's on a mink coat. That's impressive.
He's probably going to get pissed when I say this, but his show. He was on Shark Tank. The show airs like April 19th.
I think you're allowed to say it now.
April 19th. Yep, you can see Gar Lama.
I was going to say, too, with what you're doing, I know all the time they say on Shark Tank, this is a product, not a business. And then they get so upset, and I feel bad for them because I'm like, ooh, you want to shake them. Like,
and that's kind of where we're at with this.
So, right.
I think what's cool is that you have built a product that I think is going to sell incredibly well. I think it's going to be very popular. But to the point that you were making before, that you are working on other products, how did you when you went into this, how did it appears that you came into this knowing that I want to build a company that makes the product design company, not just a product, and then I just schlep the product?
It's a product platform. We're going to be a multi-product company, absolutely. Our goal is not to move this into low volume production and then be bought. That would be a bad worst case scenario for us. My investors are probably coming to say that, but what we've realized is that. For what we're doing to be successful, it's got to be something that answers, I think, to what everybody else has said before, basic questions around the patient. Right now, when people build products, I come at this as a patient. So often you see medical products there from a doctor, and they design it for themselves. I think about it, what would I want to see? I don't like needles as much as anybody else does. So we looked at this and we looked at, what's the long-term goal? No needles. So long-term solution is actually removing needles entirely from the procedure. That's kind of what we're trying to do.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there who I think would be pretty happy to find out.
Good. Hey,
yeah,
me included.
This one, I do the no looking, and I just say, here, just do it, and I just want to get it over with.
Yeah. I think most people do the same.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Who do you guys are pulling for winning the tournament?
Northwestern.
I think they'll go far.
They could go far into Thursday.
Yeah, right.
They could. I think the game's in the afternoon.
Late into Thursday evening.
Yeah. Right. I would love that. I mean, I think Marquette, honestly, I don't see.
Duke's tough. Duke's going to be tough.
Everyone loves Duke.
They've looked really good the second half of the year. I mean, I think in the beginning they weren't quite sure, but they've really shown to be a strong team. Wojo, I love his commitment to. If you're the best player in practice, you're playing. And I think it drives a competition that, maybe we didn't see for a while.
So, well, I think that's why you see Marquette and now Northwestern. We both stole both the coaches from Duke with Chris Collins.
Yep, absolutely. Hopefully in South Carolina, we won't be too overwhelmed by Duke fans.
Did you see, by the way, Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son is on Northwestern?
Yeah, she tweeted out when they won. So when they won the game, she tweeted out that we're dancing, and it was her amazing dance.
I know. I had to throw that in there.
Elaine
Bennett's
dance.
That's the crazy non-dance, yeah.
Yeah.
So as we kind of circle back into topic with – no, it's
– We digress.
We go –
It's basketball time. Got to talk.
Listen, Thursday we have a show. Last year during the show, I just had the games on the entire time. I was literally giving updates.
You're just looking up the camera.
The podcasts
TV
were totally worthless because everyone's listening. Like, you can't read. We can't even share this because it's all you talk about is a basketball game, and it's already over. And you're like,
hold on for a double overtime. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, the show must go on. But, I want to ask you a couple questions about how you have built this company. I noticed that you now have a handful of people in the company.
Right.
You are working out of a handful of different spaces, which obviously lends the ability for you to sort of scale where maybe a company that does what you do couldn't before.
Correct.
As the CEO and founder of this company, knowing that you had a difficult task ahead of you in that, you had to build a product. How did you start and build this company to even just get to the point where you're at now?
Well, I started out thinking I could do everything and realizing that was wrong.
Yeah.
When it comes to hardware.
That's how it normally starts.
I mean, hardware, and I think specifically medical, you realize very quickly there's a lot of things that you don't know unless you've done it for 20 years. And so we realized very quickly we had to bring on people that were really good at specific things. You know, so the engineering piece, I've got an engineering background, but we needed somebody. So our main engineer is a Northwestern grad. He's fantastic, and he took what I did and made it real. We have a injection molding manufacturing partner. We realized that there's so many iterations and costs with that. It's kind of an art form. We needed a group, again, who'd done this for 20 years, had needle experience. Hoosier Custom Plastics out of Indiana has been fantastic. And then on the medical side, the FDA regulation is insane. And so when it comes to dental, it's kind of guesswork. So we had to employ companies that and people that have done this again for 20 or 30 years that could give us, well, if the FDA comes to you and audits you, this is the best way to come out well. When it comes to the FDA, there's not really a right or wrong. It's whatever you can prove. And that was a big learning for us, is knowing, okay, what is the way to prove in the best way that we can. So I think it's been bringing on, anybody else could say the same thing, it's been bringing on people that have done this for a long time. And then I guess being able to pull those abilities out of them. That's been, I guess, the challenge for me and the learning for me.
That's a great life school, though, because I know in general some people might let their egos get in the way and say, no, I can't do everything.
Hard.
And then they go down the tubes real quick because, like you say, you need other people who know what they're doing.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, and eventually you let them run and you're like, wow, right. This is way better than it would have been otherwise. Just being on my own. So, we did our first big product launch was at the Midwinter Dental Show at McCormick Place about 3 weeks ago. So that was kind of the big, like, coming out party for us. Lots of traction, lots of distributors. In fact, we're at a point where I'm almost not selling. We're waiting until we can fill product orders and then kind of go back into a regional rollout.
Well, that leads me to my last question I've got for you, actually, because one of the real difficulties, and I think MHUB will help with this because they're going to have investors and partners that are sort of on board there, sort of sitting in the wings to like oversee things and invest when they think it makes sense. With a company such as yourself, when you are trying to build a product and you only have a limited MVP and you get it in front of people, and this is one where it needs FDA approval, so it's not like I can take this MVP and go, like, give this to your patients.
There's not really an MVP. And the difference is you have to be right out of the gate.
So how do you sell investors on the idea of, like, I'm going to build this thing, trust me, I'm not going to screw it up, and it's not going to kill anyone, and it's going to be something that people want to use, and, oh, by the way, I can't really prove that until we do it, and it's going to cost, $100,000 to get us to where I can even find out if a thing works?
I think, and that's a great question.
I'm a hell of a salesman.
Are you looking for a job? Because we could use you at Verna Solutions.
I mean, we are selling these branded content things. We can just set the people in front of me and I'll plug away at it.
That's Verna Solutions.
Verna Solutions.
Right, yeah, that's how I like that. I think the biggest thing has been not going to investors until you had people on the team that gave you credibility. Because I'm 32. In the medical world, that's still young.
Yep.
And, maybe in tech, that's old. But I had to bring
Surprisingly, it's not.
Good to know. I had to bring in people that had done this for a very long time, and I could put them in front and say, I'm going to sell this hard, and I'm going to be passionate, but in case you don't buy what I'm saying, these people who've done this forever agree with me. And that's been the way to do it. Getting funding for a dental hardware device in the Chicagoland area is not the easiest thing to get funding for, but the way we found success is starting with passion, starting with belief. That I think people have said before. I mean, we believe, we know we're going to do this. And it's funny when you talk to people that have not built a company or built a product, when you say I'm going to do something, oftentimes like, what if you fail? I don't know what that even means. What does that even mean? We're going to do it. We're just going to do it.
Very cool.
And so it's having those people behind me and then the passion in front of it.
You know, it's funny. We say the same thing, and not to plug Technori Showcase and stuff, but I mean, I'm going to plug it. The main thing that I have told every startup founder that I have talked to, before they go on stage, is projections. It's sort of like the Mike Tyson or whoever is attributed the quote, like, projections are great till you're punched in the face, and then it's just it's a war.
Out the window.
And so the idea that you're going to go in front of people, don't waste your breath and your time talking about, here's how much money we're going to... Tell them your vision,
stick, right.
Get them to buy it in, buy into it. Here's the mission. Here's how we're going to do it. And just show your passion and be steadfast at it. And work ethic will turn out at the end.
I couldn't agree more with that. And that's been what we've done.
Yeah. Very cool. Where do people go to learn more about your company?
www.verena.solutions, no.com. We somehow found that there was a domain out there with solutions in it. So we grabbed the company name.
Well, the last show we had on, we had Stuart from narrative science, and he was talking about how they had he worked at DoubleClick. I actually own the domain name for click.click. So
wow,
boom, DoubleClick.
Hold out for those millions when they call you.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna get it.
Yeah.
It's all cool.
JohnMalkovich.com.
JohnMalkovich.com. I actually do have some pretty good domains that I won't say on this air.
Oh,
but at any rate, Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is great. Another applause. I like adding the applause.
Hey, it's
go Northwestern. Congratulations.
Go Northwestern. They're going to make it past Thursday. I have faith.
Thursday, Friday. Friday at 9:50.
There
or 8:50. Yeah.
We'll be watching here.
You. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael.